Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to part 36 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon project, to think before we speak. In this session, the Chafetz Chaim outlines both that there could be Lashon Hara without intent, and there could be intent for Lashon Hara without actually saying clearly the damaging information, but nevertheless intent is there and damage is there, and therefore it would also be a violation of Lashon Hara. Chafetz Chaim writes, "Afilu eina medaber mitoch hasino," even if a person is not speaking out of hatred, "v'lo niskaven ba'asipo leganoso," and his intent was not to degrade the other person, he just thought it was information. "Afal pike," nevertheless, since it is degrading information, it is asur min ha-Torah, it is forbidden. And this is an example of a person allowing information to slip. He didn't intend to do damage, but that is what we describe as a chet b'shogeg. He did it by mistake, he would need atonement, and the lesson there is that we're supposed to be more careful and not let the damaging information slip out again, even though there was no malicious intent. The Chafetz Chaim then continues with what's essentially the flip side. "Afilu eino mevayer be'is ha-sipur es ha-ish shehu medaber alav," even if you don't say who it is that you're referring to, but you say over a story that reflects badly about an anonymous person, "umitoch inyan hasipur," but as a result of the story, "nishma la shomeya al eze ish kivin hamesaper hazeh," it becomes clear regarding who you were speaking. "Bechlal lashon hara hu," it is included in lashon hara. Now, again, you did not clearly say so-and-so did so-and-so, which would have been quintessential Lashon Hara. Nevertheless, from your presentation, the information became clear. And certainly, as we've seen before, a simple wink, a simple nod, if it gets the message of Lashon Hara across, it is going to be prohibited to do so. "V'yosa mizeh," besides this, "afilu im bedivrei sipura lo haya shom inyan genai klal," even if there was nothing wrong when you said it, "raka yidei devarov," but through what you said, it caused damage, "hamesaper hazeh niskavin lo zeh berama uso," and that was the intent of the person who was speaking, "gamze bechla lashon harahu," this is also included in lashon hara. Now, even though the Chafetz Chaim is presenting all the prohibitions right now, it actually is helpful in terms of what's permitted. Because over here the Chafetz Chaim wrote that the person speaking was niskaven, he was intending through his trickery to cause damage. So that even though he didn't say anything badly, but he knew how to orchestrate the words, so then what would be if a person disclosed information that was not intrinsically bad and was not intended to do bad? In such a case, it would fundamentally be permitted. And the result is that the laws of Lashon Hara are not requiring us not to talk, but that we have to be careful not to release things that are damaging and not to release even things that aren't damaging if there's a trickery involved in order to cause pain to someone else. The Chafetz Chaim quotes the case from the Yerushalmi Peya Dalid Amud Beis, in which a certain person, Bar Chovetz, did not join the group. And when they asked, "What should we eat today?" one of the people said, "Chuftza," which was a food of some sort, but it reminded them that they should get Barchovetz has to join them, even though he didn't want to, and they noted his absence because of this comment. If that was innocent, and it didn't say anything wrong, it would have been permitted. But since it was Birama Uso through trickery, it is forbidden. Finally, Yesh Harbe Afanim, there are many cases that people of trickery talk casually about somebody else, Kiilu Einam Yodim Shedavar Zeshedibru Lashon Harahu. And they act as if they don't realize that it's Lashon Hara. They don't realize that it's a bombshell informing other people about a person that he bought or sold, he went or came, he has friends, doesn't have friends, he was hosted by somebody. And they talk casually, but it's crafty. And as such, that too would be considered Lashon Hara. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.